So hello, and welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. And today I have a most amazing and unusual guest, and I'm just thrilled that she agreed to join me, and I get to talk to her a little bit more about this thing that I'm so fascinated by right now in galactic astrology. And I'd like to introduce you to Lauren Zier. Hi, Lauren.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think people right now on the planet are really looking for, it feels like there's a big growth spurt. Doesn't it kind of feel like a big growth spurt's going on?
Yeah, I actually like that analogy too, because I'm hearing like growing pains.
Are you? Yes, I feel that way too.
Yeah.
So when you kind of share that you are interested in galactic astrology, or you provide readings, tell me what kinds of questions people ask you. What do they want to know about that, or how do you explain that to people?
Yeah, so I started giving these readings. I called them soul journey readings through solely through the Akashic Records a handful of years ago, where I was connecting to the higher self and they were taking me through this journey of the different star systems that the client has lived on and what their intention was for the incarnation, the mission, what they looked like. It was beautiful, but it was two, three pages of information. And then a year and a half ago, I discovered that this thing called galactic astrology exists, which is basically your natal chart, your birth chart, that can give insight to past and even future lifetimes on other star systems. So it takes your date of birth, the location, the time, where the planets were when you incarnated in this lifetime. But if you look at there are patterns in the zodiac, the houses, and the fixed stars where you can actually see the blueprint in other lifetimes on other star systems. It's not just this lifetime. So I found that I studied for about a year. And I realized that, wow, okay, I was kind of doing this, but now I have so much more information and the astrology behind everything. And now I actually do the reports that I do for galactic astrology are mostly written. I do offer virtual. I actually did one this morning. So I was like, wow, today is a galactic astrology day. But they're, yeah. Which I love. They're 15 to 20 pages of information. It's so detailed and it begins with where you incarnated in, I'm sorry, what portal you came through to the Milky Way, right? Because most of us have come from another galaxy. So we see the entry point into the Milky Way, your more ancient lifetimes, your more recent lifetimes. And kind of like that in between. Obviously, it's not linear, but it does paint a really beautiful story of the journey that the soul has taken, what the overall really intention was for, coming to the Milky Way and moving through the human mass consciousness and all these different star systems. And of course, for some people, they're very otherworldly and out there, and maybe weren't so much involved in the human mass consciousness, which was my client this morning. But yeah, it's really beautiful, and I really enjoy doing them because you just see the beauty and intelligence behind the soul's plan, and it brings right full circle of, oh, this is why I'm here at this time, and look how long this path has been for me to master and understand and put into practice what I'm learning. So yeah, I love it.
What are some things like just maybe skipping ahead, like to pretend like it's been a year or 6 months since someone's had a reading? What are some things that people have told you that change in their lives? Just some, like, you don't, I know, like, not everyone communicates with you, most likely, but just for those that do, what are some of the ahas, or you know what I'm saying? Like, what are some key learnings that people share back with you?
Yeah, I actually had, it's funny you ask, one client. I did her reading, I think it was July, and a month ago I finally got a response. I just like hadn't heard from her, and she was just saying like, I'm sorry for my lack of response, but like everything you said, like she's like, in all seriousness, the reading was amazing, and the delay was because of originally this fear of having been so deeply seen and understood, and kind of putting to words how she was feeling without, right? So I get a lot of that where it's like, wow, this just made so much sense, and I know myself so much better now, and it's like these things that I've been feeling for so long, you explained it. And it comes from previous lifetimes, and it's things that, these patterns and these cycles run really deep. So when we get to the root of it, which, most likely isn't this lifetime or the one before, it's like a breath of fresh air to the soul where they can finally release this thing that you've been carrying.
For me, I think it was 2017 when I don't know, some woman that I met somehow, and the details aren't all perfectly clear, and she gave me a reading as a speak and starseed. And at that time, there was almost nothing written, almost nothing written about speaking, because it was a very tiny proportion of the population that came through that planet. It's like in Virgo or something. And I remember like being like, huh. And I did a second reading and it came exactly the same information came through, but it was like 4 years later. And it was fascinating, like how much more information was available as human beings begin to kind of delve into this stuff and learn about this stuff. So I think the writing that you're doing, specifically any kind of writing that you can do to help people, to me, it just seems kind of priceless and rare.
Yeah, that's so true. Because when I started to get into this, there were not that many resources. And I started doing readings on past lives in Atlantis a couple of years ago when I moved to Tulum. And that's where I'm like, oh, this is how I'm really going to learn about what Atlantis was by allowing other people, allowing me to kind of get a glimpse into what daily life was like for them. And you collect these stories and then start to piece it together. So I love that about the galactic astrology as well, because yeah, there is more information online now. And, we understand generally the energy of the star system and the star seeds that come here, but it's different when you tune into those specific lifetimes with the client on what they experienced and, what they looked like and what their challenges and their strengths were. And it, yeah, adds a whole new layer. So, yeah, I love that.
For someone who really hasn't heard about star seeds, because I think sometimes, I don't know about you, but like with podcasts and with books and even TV shows, like we're just scrolling and suddenly we find ourselves listening to something, right? Or we're like looking for a movie and then a movie just calls out to us and then it's about time travel or something, right? It's like so fascinating how we find information when our soul is ready to hear it. Maybe if you wouldn't mind just doing like what is starseed, and just kind of explain to people a little bit about that concept.
So I would say my definition of starseed is maybe a little different than the general collective, and I'll kind of explain why. Like from and again, I think, we're very limited in our terminology of how we can describe and explain what we're feeling and what's happening right in these realms that are not physical. So I do feel like there are many definitions to the same word, and maybe kind of taking what resonates. From one perspective, starseed can be someone who has lived on other star systems. And generally, those star systems are more connected to unity consciousness and source, right? So there's more love, more respect, more connection, less violence, for lack of a better term. So for a lot of us, we're coming from these star systems where we're in flow with each other and with the divine. And now we come to a planet where we're still learning how to get to that place. So yeah, from one perspective, right, star seeds are souls that have chosen to incarnate as humans from other star systems to help build the better world. My guides have said, you know, the same thing that I just shared, where they're like, okay, there are many definitions and we take what resonates. What we want to exp like what we want to define starseed as is a very specific group, because there are so many souls here that come, you know, we all come from somewhere else, most of us. Of course, there are earthbound souls and those that have not yet experienced these other star systems, but there are a lot of souls that are from these other star systems, and but a very small percentage of them are doing this very specific type of work that involves the restoration of the blueprint of not only the Earth's grid, but also the individual blueprint of each human. So there are some star seeds that are specific to this mission, which is what, you know, we want to give you that term star seed, whereas the light workers are the ones that are helping to support that mission. But again, I think there's no right or wrong, right? So it's kind of just what resonates.
Yeah, I love it. What's something that's like the most delicious aspect of what you do, or the most like, you know what I mean? Like, what just makes you kind of tingle?
Yeah, honestly, I do a lot of work in the shadow. So the ability to kind of see into areas that have been blocked. So, you know, a lot of times clients will come and they have for 10 plus years been working on trying to heal something or just feel more comfortable with themselves. Or, you know, are stuck in some karmic cycle. And I don't know what it is. I know it's a gift, but just the ability to like navigate the unconscious. And, you know, a few sessions, few months later, we're breaking these barriers down and to see, to feel their excitement and also that like, wow, this is working, this is really working is really priceless for me.
I have a strange question. And it kind of comes down, I don't know how to put it in words exactly, but I think people have been asking this like for centuries. But when we look at astrology, where we look at our life map, how is, if things, it's like, what's the juxtaposition of can change happen, or like, is everything preordained? Do you see what I'm asking?
Yeah, I asked that question myself, because I feel that I think a part of me, I do believe we have free will. And I'll tell a really quick story. You know, I recently was I just separated from this group, this spiritual group that, you know, maybe didn't have the best interests at heart. And I was trapped in this for a very long time. Every earth life that I've had, this is the first lifetime where I'm finally breaking free from this group. And so I was in an ayahuasca ceremony recently, and they were, you know, my guides were sharing how you've never really had free will because you've always been tied to this karma with this group. So I always felt in the beginning of my spiritual awakening where I'm like, and I would get mad at my guides and just be like, I don't have free will. Like, this isn't fair. Everything my human wants, you say no, you know, just the whole, you know, I think a lot of us have been there. And then, you know, years later, I'm like, wow, I, you know, my higher self kind of took over and I had to go down this path to land me here, which was my freedom. So I had free will, but at the same time, I understood why I also felt like I didn't. And now that I'm not tied to this karmic past anymore, I have free will. And they were showing me how powerful and how wonderful it is. And I was really, you know, when you're on medicine and you really feel right, that it's one thing to kind of talk about it now, but I was in a whole other frequency with it. So I was kind of asking myself that question again, but I feel like there is a lot that is pre-planned. But I do feel like we have choice at the same time. So I hope that probably doesn't answer the question, but maybe.
No. I just that's a kind of when questions show up for me, I just trust that like someone else is thinking them.
Oh yeah, I think about it for sure.
I've interviewed enough people to know that like if I get a question in my head, it's good to ask it
Oh,
because it might be
absolutely.
something that other people are worried about or no, here's another one. When someone starts recognizing this, like I don't know. I really feel with galactic astrology, it's almost miraculous. Like it really approaches only because it gives people insight to their whole being, to their whole purpose, their mission, and their life. So when we look at that kind of like, I don't know, miraculousness of it, do you give people any help with like as they're trying to integrate what they're learning? And I guess the same would be true for the ayahuasca travels, because it seems like some people come back and don't know how to integrate what they learned.
Yeah, that is true. I don't offer integration sessions, but I have just by request with clients who, let's say, we're working together and they had a psilocybin journey or went to sit with medicine. I would love to. Honestly, if you looked at my booking page, you would be like, you don't need to add another thing to that list. So a lot of times it's a lot. But with clients, it's like they know I can support them in a lot of ways. So it's kind of by request. But I do help. You know, I do have a podcast. It's new myself, but I was just thinking, okay, what is a way that I can share information and educate and help, you know, maybe with some of these missing puzzle pieces, on a more collective scale. So that's we're starting that, and hopefully that will help a lot of others. But in the galactic astrology reports, and that's why they're also, you know, 20 pages, is because you get a lot of backstory on these star systems and the history there to help you really understand.
Oh, I love it, Lauren.
Yeah.
I feel like time just flew by, and I'm so grateful that technology didn't wasn't silly.
It held up for us.
It held up for us. And why don't you let everyone know your website name and how they can contact you, and if they'd like to book. I know you offer pretty much in-depth written galactic astrology reading. So why don't you just kind of let people know that, like how to find you and how to hire you?
Yeah, thank you. Lauren on Earth is my business name, and it's also my website and Instagram. So laurenonearth.com, and you can find a lot more information on the services there. I read the Akashic records and, you know, energy work, and then the galactic astrology. The podcast is called Beyond the Veil. So for anyone who wants to understand the shadow, and I call it grounded spirituality. So we're learning about our sovereign self and our shadow self, and you know, just trying to stay really balanced and neutral as we navigate this crazy spiritual journey that we're all on, and that you can find, you know, Spotify, Amazon, Apple.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.